Today's share is Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed, as we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the new Perek, as we begin discussing what is known as the Shavuos Ha'edus. The Torah Kedosh says, V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol ola, v'eir o'ra o'yoda im la'yagid v'nasa avonai. If somebody knows testimony on behalf of somebody else, and that person whom I know testimony for asks me to say that testimony on his behalf in Besdin, and then the witness swears falsely that he doesn't know the testimony, and then the person makes him swear to that effect, which he does, and then it turns out that he's lying. That is called the Shavuos Ha'edus, and under those circumstances you bring a Kohen Oil of Yoyrit. Now Mishnah begins, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to discuss the halachas of Shavuos Ha'edus. So it teaches us the Mishnah, Shavuos Ha'edus Nehagas B'Nashim V'Loi B'Nashim. Shavuos Ha'edus apply by men and not by women, because women can't say testimony, so they can't be subject to Shavuos Ha'edus. Even though they're not subject, as we're learning now, to Shavuos Ha'edus, but that doesn't change the reality that if it's a Shavuos Sheker or Shavuos Bitui, women are chayiv. The only point is that there is no Shavuos Ha'edus with somebody who is disqualified. The Ramban asks a question. Instead of the Mishnah going through all these details, Banoshim, Velei Banoshim, etc., why doesn't the Mishnah just say that Shavuos Ha'edus only applies by people who are qualified to testimony? The Mishnah should have said, Beruyin Lahayid. So the Ramban says, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even by a person who's disqualified from saying testimony midrabanan, the Mishnah wants to teach us is such an individual will not be subject to Shavuos, will not be subject to the halachas of Shavuos Ha'edus, and that's why the Mishnah to give us all the details. The Rishonim say that once we're learning from our Mishnah that women are disqualified from Shavuos Ha'edus, and as we're going to learn, women are not qualified to say Ha'edus, say to Rishonim, from here we also learn that women are not qualified to sit on a Din Torah. The question that Tosfos asks, and all the Rishonim ask, is that the Pasuk, in speaking about the Vayra, says, V'hi Shavtes Yisrael Abayim Shana. So we see that the Vayra HaNaviyah was a Shofet. How will we understand that? So Tosfos explains, that doesn't mean that she was actually sitting in Din Torah, but rather what it means is that she taught people the halachas about Din Torah, the halachas, what we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. Another explanation Tosfos suggests is that, and we're going to have this concept come up again, and that is the question, if you have somebody who's disqualified from being a dayan, but both parties are prepared to accept that person to be a dayan, is the halacha that that's okay? And therefore, the Tosfos wants to suggest that the Vayra was a shofet, the Vayra judged people because they accepted her, to be a shofetes. And since they accepted her to be a shofetes, then the halacha is that it's acceptable. Another pshat that the Ramban suggests is that not that when the Pasuk says that the Vayra judged people, it doesn't mean that she judged them in the role of a dayan in the Din Torah, because as we're learning, women are disqualified from being dayanim. What the Pasuk means to say is that the Vayra was a leader of Klal Yisrael. Again, Banoshim v'lo banoshim, b'chayku v'lo b'krayvim. Again, Shavuos Ha'edus only applies by people who are not related, not by people who are related, because if they're related, then they can't say Ha'edus. And again, B'sherim v'leib psulim, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem various individuals who are disqualified from being dayanim. V'enin nahegas elam b'ruin l'hayid, it's only qualified somebody who could say it in Torah. Of course, here too the Rishonim ask that here we're learning that we just identified so many different people who are disqualified from saying Eidus. Why did the Mishnah have to add with the word Lahaid? So I saw that the Ramban says that it's come to teach us, like we said before, the Ramban says it's come to teach us that even people who are disqualified with the Rabbanon cannot be subject to the halachas of Shuas Eidus. With Nei Bezdin, the halach of Shuas Eidus applies in front of Bezdin, if this the denial with a shvua was made in front of Bezdin, and v'shleib b'fnei Bezdin, or was done not in the presence of Bezdin. Mipi atzmai, whether he just said the person said the declaration himself, or mipi acherim, somebody else made him make the shvua that he doesn't know testimony. Ein chayovim, but now the Mishnah makes the following distinction. If he made this shvua on his own, so then the halacha is, it doesn't have to take place in front of Bezdin. But if what caused them to make the shvua was because other people made the shvua, then it has to be until Achiyisburu Bezdin, until they offer the denial in Bezdin Divra Meya. The Chamim, whereas the Chamim's opinion is, Bein Mepi Atzmei, Bein Mepi Acherim, no matter how this happened, the halacha is, it's Ein Lechayovim, there's no Chiyav of Shvua Sa'edis, only Shekaprabem Bebezdin. It's only if it happened in Bezdin. If it didn't happen in Bezdin, it doesn't have the halachas, the unique halachas that we will, Amit Hashem, be discussing. V'chayovim azod neshvua, if they deliberately lied, v'shigosai, or if somebody in azod neshvua, that they know that they're lying by the fact that they're saying that they don't know Eidus, but they didn't realize that there's a chiv carbon for lying, then in both cases you're going to bring a carbon oil of yared. Ain't chayavim, but we don't bring the carbon is not brought al shigasai. That means that they knew Eidus and they forgot that they knew Eidus, and then they remembered. But since at the time when they said that they don't know Eidus, they were in the category of an oinus, something that we discussed previously. Somebody who's in the category of an oinus has a whole different set of requirements. So that's why that person, if they made that type of mistake, will not be chayiv carbon oil v'yored. But, says the Mishnah, ma chayiv azod shkaga, if they knew that they were lying, the very unique halacha, that usually when somebody does an aver b'mezid, there is no carbon, this is a case where somebody knows they know he's lying, the halacha is that you bring a carbon oil of yared. Says the Gemara Menani Mili, the Mishnah says that Shvus Eidus doesn't apply to women because women don't say Eidus. Ask the Gemara, from where do we know that women are disqualified from saying Eidus? Says the one of the Tanar Barna, Brisa teaches us. The Pasuk says, Kiyakim Eid Chomus Be'ish, Lanas by Sarav Amdashnei Noshim Shulam Hariv Lefnei Hashem Lefnei Kahan Vashoiftim Ashiyib Amahim Vamdashnei Noshim. Says that what we learn from the Pasuk of Shnei Anoshim is Be'edim HaKos Medaber. The Pasuk is speaking about the Edim, and the Torah is teaching us that Edim can have to be men and not women. The Shal Shachuv Shoyle Meshiv asks, why do we have to have a new Pasuk to disqualify women from being Edim? Edis is a mitzvah to say She Zman Groma, because as we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, Bezdin is not on session on Shabbos. So since Bezdin is not in session on Shabbos, at night and on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to say Shizman Groma. So why do we need to have a special limud? So the Marsham says that the halacha is that a very commonly discussed subject. Even though women are potter for mitzvah to say Shizman Groma, if a woman wants to do a mitzvah to say Shizman Groma, she may do so. When our Gemara is teaching us, says the Marsham, that not only are women exempt from the mitzvah of Eidus, even if they want to say Eidus, they cannot say Eidus. So the Ritva asks that the way the Gemara is learning that women are excluded, because the Pasuk says Anoshim, and we learn Anoshim v'loy Noshim. Ask the Ritva, that we do find places in the Torah where the Torah uses the word anoshim, and it speaks about, and it refers to women as well. For example, the pasuk speaks about ki yinotzu anoshim, ki yiriven anoshim, where there's a battle between people. And even though the Torah used the word anoshim, those halachas apply if it were women who were in that situation. So why don't we say here, too, that even though the Torah uses the word anoshim, it means women. So explains the Ritva that in those cases, we're talking about an aveira, not to get into an altercation with somebody else. So when we talk about not getting into an altercation, which means a loisasei, so when we speak about loisasei, there indeed the halacha is that women and men are treated the same. But here, we're not talking about a loisasei. Here we're talking about a mitzvah asei. And since we're speaking about a mitzvah asei, that's why the halacha is a noshim means a noshim v'lo noshim. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach to this. The Chasam Sofer says that even though the Torah are typically not done at night, that's only, says the Chasam Sofer, in a place where there are no candles. But if there are candles and proper illumination, then says the Chasam Sofer, we could do a din Torah even at night. And therefore, since the halacha allows us under those circumstances to do a din Torah at night, so it's not anymore in the category of a mitzvah cessation's man grama. Continues the Braisa, at the time of Eidim, you're confident to say that the pasuk is speaking about Eidim, or Yenel Bebaladinim, maybe the pasuk is speaking about the two litigants, says the Gemara Shoimer, when the pasuk says, Ashalem Ariv, Saharei Balidin and Omer. The people who are in the altercation already mentioned. Hamani Mikayim. How must we explain the pasuk of Omdushnei and Noshim? We have to say, it's speaking Be'edim HaKos Medaber, and the Torah is saying Anoshim, says the Gemara. Ve'im Nafshech Loimer, says the Braisa. And if you will question what we just learned, says the Braisa, Nemekan Shnei Anoshim, Ve'nem Lahala Pishnei Edim. So we learn Exeris Shavah, when the Torah uses the word shnei, it's referring to the Edom. Afkan, when the Torah uses the word a, it's speaking about the Edom as well. So says the Gemara, whenever the Braisa says Mayim Noshech Lomer, what the Braisa means to say is that there is a question that could have been asked. And that's why we're giving you this point to prevent the question. Ask my Mayim Noshech Lomer, what was the possible question? V'chi teima, says the Gemara, mid the loikos of ashelem ariv. The pasuk doesn't say v'ashelem ariv, it says ashelem ariv. Kulei krov baledinim mishtoi. So that seems to indicate that the entire pasuk is only speaking about the litigants. To which, therefore, we need to find another raya that this pasuk is speaking about the edim. That's why the Braisa says nemakan shnei v'nem lahalin shnei malahan be'edim avkan be'edim. Tanya Idach, another Braisa, how we know that this pasuk is speaking about the Edom. The pasuk says, "V'am d'shnei noshim be'edim hakos b'daber." Again, says the Braisa, "At the oimer be'edim." You're saying that the pasuk is speaking about Edom, or maybe Ela be'baledinim. It's speaking about the litigants. Amrit v'shnayim ba'amudin. Are there only two people that come to din Torah? Shloisha and ba'im. That means that you typically in a din Torah we're in no way limited to two litigants. And therefore, if it's talking about litigants, why are we saying two? So Tosfos points out, the Torah itself says, "Apishnei edim shloisha edim." We're not required to have, only, we could have more than two edim. So Tosfos says, even though technically, yes, there could be two more than two edim, the typical situation is that only two edim show up to the din Torah. In fact, there's issues when you have more than two edim, because we know Eidu Shabbatla Mektos, Shabbatla Kula. But when we're talking about the actual Baladinim, all the Baladinim who are involved in this situation are going to show up to the Din Torah. And again, continues the Braisa of Noshech Lomer. If you're going to have a question on this, Nemekan Shnei Anoshim, V'nem Lahal Pi Shnei Edom, Ma Lahal Be'edom, Afkan Be'edom. Again, says the Gemara, Mayim Noshech Lomer, what would be the question? V'chi Teima, B'tevei V'nit B'kom Shtoi Kro. The Pasuk is speaking about the person who's making the claim, that the plaintiff and the defendant, but doesn't mean specifically only two. So therefore, the pasuk doesn't mean specifically Edom. It could still mean the Bali Dinim, to which says the Brice, Nemekan Shnei, Nemelahal Shnei, Malahal Be'edim, Afkan Be'edach. Tan Edach, another Brice. The pasuk says Shnei, Vamna Shnei, Anoshim. Again says the Brice, Be'edim, Akos Medaber. Ata Oima Be'edim, Oyenel Be'bali Dinim, Amrit, the Anoshim Boiladin, the only men come to Din Torah, Noshim Eina Boiladin, the women not have cases of Din Torah, women also have financial dispute. So that's a proof that we're speaking about the Edim and not the Bali Dinim. Again, says the Brice, Vim Nafshech Loimer, and if you'll ask a question on this, to which says the Brice, Nemkan Shnei Noshim, Amalhan Shnei, Apishnei Edim, Malahan Be'edim, Afkan Be'edim. Again, ask the Gemara, My Im Nafshech Loimer, what would be your question? It says, V'chi Tema, Ishalav Urcha, it's not common that a woman should show up with a claim in Beis Din, because as the pasuk teaches us in Tehillim, Kol Kvoid Bas Melech Pnima, the laws of Tznius teach us that Din Torah, women should stay, women should act in a Tzniusic fashion and not come out to a Beis Din. And that's why the pasuk says men, not to mean to exclude women, but the pasuk is speaking about the Bali Dinim, to which answers the Brisa. So we know it's talking about Edim, because Nemekan Shnei, Nemelahal Shnei, Malahal Be'edim, Afkan Be'edim. So the Rishonim discuss, obviously the question is that if there's a concept of a Kol Kvoid Bas Melech Pnima, so what do women do if they have a Din Torah? And the Ramban says that a woman who has a Din Torah should appoint a shliach, another concept that we're going to be discussing, should appoint a shliach to represent the better Din Torah rather to do the Din Torah. Again, explained the Rishonim. When it comes to be a party in a Din Torah, so you could choose to send a shliach to represent you. But when it comes to Edus, you can't appoint an aide to be your representative. And in fact, this discussion, if you could appoint a shliach to be your representative, the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch is that somebody could appoint a shliach to represent them. The opinion of Rabbeinu Sadia and Rabbi Sadia Goyen and the Rif is that a person should not represent somebody to be a shliach. Another opinion that I saw, it depends. If somebody appoints a shliach to represent him just because he didn't want to go to the Beis Din, that may not be acceptable. But in a case where a person is not want to go to Beis Din, like we're learning in our case, where the woman, because of Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pnima, doesn't want to go Beis Din, or in a case where the litigant is a Talmud Chacham, and again, because of the concern of Kavod HaTorah, that's why he doesn't want to go to Beis Din. Under those circumstances, the Rishonim say, if it is a legitimate reason why he doesn't want to go to Beis Din, under those circumstances, there may be more leniency in allowing him not to go to Beis Din. The Paiskim also discuss that nowadays, where we could have a Din Torah through virtually, not having the people there, but having them available through computer, through closed circuit, is that going to be acceptable? Because we know that you have to hear the Edim. And is this considered that if the Edim versus the testimony through this virtual, is that considered a valid Din Torah? And the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says that the halacha is that why is it important, especially to have the Edim there? The reason that you have to have the Edim there is because you can't really get the real flavor of the Edim, and even L'chatchila the Bali Dinim, unless they're saying what they have to say themselves. And therefore, as we've been discussing, going through a shliach might be an issue. But when we have the actual people appearing, they're just not appearing live, so that's not the same level of concern.
And that's why the halacha is that under those circumstances, you can ask, you could have the dentire, you could probably have the dentire that way. Again, there's a big discussion in our sugya. Do the Edom have to stand when they offer the testimony? And that is not really passable through virtual appearance. But as we're going to discuss later in this year, the obligation to stand is l'chatchila, and even some Rishonim say even more than that, and therefore that's not a problem. The pasuk says, Tana Bonan, as we're learning now, V'am d'shnei anoshim, ashalem ariv, says the b'raisa mitzvah l'bal dinim shiyamdu. The mitzvah is that the bali dinim should stand as they say their claims. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Shmati, I heard Shemrotz Elohayshiv Shneim, Ebezin says to both litigants, where both allowed, you both could sit, the Mashivin, they may sit. Ezesh Osir, what is the case that is not permissible? Shleyechad Oymer Vechad Yoshev, not to treat them the same way, one should stand and one should sit. Where Echad Oymer Loi, one litigant is given permission to say all that he has to say. The other one is told to shorten his words, not given the same amount of time. The Parsk can make 2 points. The Rishonim make 2 points. One is we're talking only at the time that they're offering the testimony. But when it's speaking about the time of Gemar Din, this Braisa could agree that everybody will agree that they have to stand as the Gemar Din is issued. And also, this Braisa is speaking about the Bali Din, but we're not speaking about the Edom. And therefore, it comes to the Bali Din. When it comes to the Edom, it could be that this Braisa will hold that they have to stand. Furthermore, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Bach that even though the Braisa says the Bezin shouldn't tell one to stand and one to sit, says the Piskei Tshuva in the name of the Bach, that if one of the Bali Dinim choose to stand and one of the Bali Dinim choose to sit, they did this on their own, that's acceptable. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, L'sasa ovo b'mishpat, l'sisa p'nei dov, l'sada p'nei gadol, b'tzadik tishben ha'mesecha. Says the Gemara, we learn from this Braisa. The Braisa teaches us, Shloyechi Oishavechar Oimer, as we just said, one shouldn't be allowed to sit and one should stand. Echem Adabu Kotzorch Varechem El Kitzad Varecha, to one we allow to say as much as he wants, another one not. Dover Acher, another thing we learn from here is, B'tzadik Tash Beres Mesecha, Havidonas Chaverchel Kavschus, we should always try to judge favorable. And the way the Rishonim, the Rambam, in the Pirish of Mishnayis and Masechet Ovis, where the same halacha appears, says, how do we look at this? So he says, if we have a person that we don't know he's a Rosh or a Tzaddik, and we saw him do something that could be understood that he did something wrong or he did something right. So the Gemara is teaching us that we have an obligation, but Tzaddik Tishvet HaMasechet Dan L'Kavschus, that we should judge him favorably. But if we know that there's a person who's a tzaddik, even though it looks what he did was wrong, if there's any way, even though highly unlikely, to interpret it that he did what he did was good, that's the way we should do. And then somebody who's a rasha, just the opposite. Even if we perhaps could think that he did something, even though it looks like he did something good, but it could also look like he did bad, even though that's not what's likely, the halacha tells us because he's a rasha, assume that he did ra. There's a famous vort from the Baal Shem Tov on this Gemara. He says that if somebody sees somebody doing something wrong, if somebody sees somebody else doing an avera, it's proof that that avera exists in him. Somebody who does something wrong, and I see him do something wrong, it must be because that avera is connected to me as well. And therefore explains the Baal Shem, when the Gemara says, B'tzedek tishpet amisecha, judge everybody favorably. Because when you're judging somebody favorably, what you're doing is, you're actually judging yourself favorably. The Sefer Divrei Yisroel from the Majid to Rebbe has a different approach to this halacha. His approach to this halacha is that we know that every time a person does something good, it doesn't just affect who and where he is, but it affects his standing in the world. And not only does it affect his standing in the world, it affects the entire world. When one person does a mitzvah, we should look at the world as 50-50. And when somebody does a mitzvah, he tipped the scale in favor. And if somebody, chas v'shalom, does an aveira, it's just the opposite. So says the pasuk, Havidaras kol adam l'kav schus, look at what are the repercussions of judging somebody favorably. The repercussions of judging somebody favorably is that you could be tipping the whole world into the right direction. Another pshat that I saw is Havidaras kol adam l'kav schus, kol adam. A person, a human being, is very complex. And there's many different aspects to every one of us. When we look at a person, have it done as kol ha'adam. Look at the person in his entirety, and then you'll be able to know what to do. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbi, and that should be your attitude towards looking towards other people. Tanur Abaran, Tanur Rabbi Yosi. The pasuk says, "Tzedek tishpera misecha, em she'itcha tara mitzvus." Talmud Chacham. That's as we just said. We should always try to be favorable to Talmud Chacham. And what that means in the Pashut Pshat, Rashi says, that if two people come to Din Torah at the same time, the halacha is that normally we go first kub, first serve, but if Talmud Chacham is there, Talmud Chacham comes first, the Rishonim debate how far that halacha goes. In other words, what would be the halacha if we're in the middle of a din Torah, and then a Talmud Chacham shows up? What is the halacha? Should we stop the din Torah to be able to take care of the Talmud Chacham? Or once we're ready in the middle of a din Torah, we have to finish and then only go on to the Talmud Chacham? Says the Gemara of Hunabarei de Rabbi Loi, Havlei Dina Kamei de Rav Nachman. He had a din Torah with somebody in front of Rav Nachman. Shalachle Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef sent a message to Rav Nachman. Ula chavrenu omis b'tarav mitzvus. Ula, our colleague, is our colleague in Torah mitzvus. Oma, so Rav Nachman said, l'may shalachli. What was the purpose of Rabbi Yosef sending me this message? L'chanufile, is it because I should treat him favorably? Hada omar, of course it can't be that his intention was that I should do something wrong and judge him favorably if he doesn't deserve it. It must be lemishra b'tigrei, that if there's a din tyre, if there are numerous din tyres, he should go first. Inami, another reason he said why this message was sent to me was l'shuda the dining. The Gemara discusses in a number of places in Shas that certain din tyre are just impossible to judge. And in that case, the Gemara says what we do is shuda the dining. We leave it up to the dayanim to paskin. And there's two ways of explaining machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand what shuda the dining means. Rashi says that shuda the dining means that Beis Din have to take all of the considerations take everything into consideration before they issue a psak. And what the Gemara, therefore, according to Rashi, is teaching us is that we have to take into consideration the fact that this person is a Talmud Chacham in trying to determine what probably happened or was meant to happen here. That's one pshat. Tosfos disagrees. He says that Shuda the Dina is a much stronger point, that the definition of Shuda the Dina means that Beis Din is given, under these circumstances, the full right to determine what to do. And therefore, he was sending him a message that if this is going to be a din Torah that ends with Shuda the Dina, remember this person is a Talmud Chacham, and maybe if you have the ability to choose what to do, you're going to want to choose to favor Talmud Chacham. Amar Ula, so it says the Gemara Machloikis. The Machloikis about standing, sitting is about the Baladinim. But when we speak about the Edim, the Rakabami, everybody will agree that the Edim have to stand. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'am Dushnei Anashim. Amar Afhunam, continues the Gemara, Machloikas b'shas masa matan. This discussion about standing, sitting, is while the deliberation are taking place. Ab b'shas gmadin, as Bezdin is going to issue the psak, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, dayonim b'yeshiva, the dayonim sit, and the balidinim are b'amida. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'hiv m'makros v'yeshem moshe lishpat es'am, v'yamer ha'om, everybody else stood. So we see from here that the Edom have to stand, the Balidinim have to stand b'shas gmar din. The Ramban says that according to the opinion that Edom are supposed to stand, he wants to suggest that if they sat, it might disqualify, but he says at the end that that's not the halacha. And b'di'evid, if they sat and as they offer their testimony, the halacha is it would be considered b'di'evid acceptable. The Torah Rechaim in Siman Reis Samaches says that on Friday night when we say vayichulu, we should stand, because when we say vayichulu Friday night, we're offering testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and stopped on Shabbos. And now, so therefore, since we're saying testimony, so testimony is Eidus, and the halach is that Eidus has to be said standing. And the halach is that, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, that the halach is that before somebody is an aid, by a get, by a kedushin, he should be mahar b'tshuva. Before somebody acts as an aid, he should be mahar b'tshuva. So therefore, he says, if that's the case, before somebody's saying v'yichulu Friday night, and we're saying Friday night v'yichulu is considered saying edus, then the halacha therefore is that person before he says v'yichulu should be mahar b'tshuva. The pasuk says v'hi memachras v'yeshem moshe lishpat es'am v'yamer ha'am, and Rashi says Yoshev k'melech, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting like a king, v'kulam oimdim. And says Rashi, v'huksha davol Yisroi. This is something that bothered Yisroi, shom zalzel b'chvoidim she Yisroel. It was disrespectful to Klal Yisroel, and that's why Yisroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, madu ata yishev levadecha, v'kulam nitzv alecha. So the Sefer Merav Sanhedrin asks the question, why was Yisroi upset with Moshe Rabbeinu? We're learning now that that is indeed the halacha, that, as the Gemara just said, that the dayan sits and the balidinim stand. And that's what bothered him. So he answers that Yisrael wasn't upset that the balidinim was standing. The halacha, as we're learning now, is that the balidin were standing. And what bothered Yisrael is during the waiting time till it came to Yordan Torah, they were standing. And that's what was bothering Yisrael. Another pshat that he suggests is that the v'yamer ha'om isn't that they were standing. What bothered Yisrael is that a person came to the Torah v'yamed, he had to wait online and he didn't get the chance to get his psak right away. And a third pshat he offers is that they weren't only standing by the Gemar Din. Our Gemar indeed just taught us that you're supposed to stand by the Gemar Din. What bothered Yisrael is that during the entire time of deliberation, they were also standing. And that the halacha doesn't require that the Bali Din should stand during the time of deliberation. Lishna Chrina, Machloikas B'Shas Matan Matan. But now the Gemara says a different pshat. There's Machloikas what we do during deliberation. Al-B'Shas Gemar Din, Devere Kol, Dayonim B'Yeshiva, Bali Din, V'Meidim, Do'edim Gemar Din Domi. Every time an aid says testimony, actually it should be compared to saying a Gemar Din. Because the aid says what he has to say and finished. And that's what the Gemar Din represents. The Ksibu and the Pasuk says regarding the Eidim, as we've been learning extensively, the Amdishnei Anoshim. Says the Gemar, the Visa de Rav Huna, the wife of Rav Huna, Havel Adina, Kameid Rav Nachman, had a Din Torah in front of Rav Nachman. And now Rav Nachman had a dilemma. Hechi Nevet, exactly what should I do? If I should get up, Misas and Taina de Baldina. As we're learning, if one party is treated better than the other party, that causes him not to be able to present properly. Loi eikim kama, should I not get up? She's an Eishes Chavar. She's the wife of Talmud Chavar, and the halacha is that Eishes Chavar reikim Chavar. So what should I do? So he said, Amalei l'shamei, he told his assistant, but tseva frekle bar avza, throw at me something, throw at me a goose, v'shadu l'veikim, and I'm going to get up. So it's the person who sees me getting up will not think that I'm getting up in honor of her. They're going to think that I'm getting up because I was frightened by this goose. But at the end of the day, I got up. Which this opens up a very interesting discussion. The halacha is that you have to get up. But the question is, when the halacha tells us that you have to give up, when you have to get up, does it mean you have to remain standing the entire time, or does it mean you only have to get up? From here, it seems that the halacha only requires that you have to get up and then afterwards sit down. Because otherwise, if he's going to remain standing, the same concern comes up, that the other side is going to feel mistreated. But the Paiskim say that it's not necessarily true. The halacha is that a person, when he has to get up, Rav Ozna has a tshuva. Rav Ozna has a tshuva that if somebody is sitting on a bus and somebody else comes onto the bus and that you have to get up for, does it mean you have to get up and stand up? Or does it mean you have to give up your seat? And Rav Ozna writes in that tshuva that of course it means that you have to get up. You have to get up and remain standing. And therefore, since you have to remain standing, you have to give the seat. So then, what have we accomplished over here? So say the Paiskim, over here, there's a different situation altogether. Because she was only the wife of Talmud Chacham, of Rav Huna, who had already passed away. So the level of respect that one has to give to such a woman is not the same as showing to a Talmud Chacham and a Zakein. And therefore, in that one moment of giving up, for this case, that is enough and doesn't require that you have to stand the entire time. And since it doesn't require that you have to stand the entire time, that's why this was a good approach. Says the Gemara, "Vamamar, haven't we learned machloikus b'shas masa matan?" Says machloikus, what the Bali didn't do while there's the deliberation. Al b'shaskimadin, during the psak, the rakol dayanam b'yeshiva Bali didn't b'amida. So how could, what will we do when the psak is issued, that she'll stand and they'll sit, and she'll stand in their sitting. Says the Gemara, what the din does in such a situation, the Yosef commander Shari Masane, he stands like he's tying his shoe. So he's not standing or sitting, Vama, and therefore it's not considered disrespectful because he's not sitting. Vama ish plani at the zakai, ish plani at the chayiv, and that's how he issues a psak. So here we see that there's a new category. The new category is that you don't stand and you don't sit. He's in a semi-sitting position. So the Ramah paskins that although the litigants have to stand when the dayan gives the psak, they're allowed to lean, because just like our Gemara said, that the dayan could be leaning, leaning is considered standing. The Bach says that even though we're saying a judge, the shofet, could lean, it seems leaning is not considered fully standing. And therefore, the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Ramah and says that even though the halacha is lenient with the Talmud Chacham getting up in certain circumstances, but that doesn't mean that the Bali Din could stand semi-sitting. They have to completely stand. Says the Ma'amar Rabbah Barav Huna, Haitzuv Marabonan V'Ama'aretz. If you have a din Torah between the Talmud Chacham and Ama'aretz, this lay dina b'hadei adodi. V'sfina lay l'tzuv Marabonan, we sit down the Talmud Chacham, we let the Amoritz sit as well to keep it equal. Vikoy, and if the Amoritz gets up, Leslamba, because since we gave him the opportunity to sit, that's good enough. But say the Rishonim, that even though if the Talmud Chacham, if the Amoritz wants to stand, he stands. If he wants to sit, he sit. But that's only when we speak about the Amoritz. But when we speak about the Talmud Chacham, there is no question. We should urge him to remain sitting. Rabbi Rav Shavya Havali Dina Kamei Rav Papa. Esrei, Rav Papa told him to sit down. Vais Nami Lebel Dina, and he told the opponent to sit as well. Also Shlich the Beidina, and the people who worked in the Bezdin bought by the Ukmei, kicked him till he stood up, till the Amoritz stood up. V'loim Alei Rav Papa Tiv, and Rav Papa did not tell the Amoritz to sit. Asked the Gemara, but Heche Avakachi, why did Rav Papa act that way? For Mr. Mentanase, by acting this way, the he'll feel not treated equally. And as we're learning throughout our shir, if he's not going to feel treated right, it's not going to be a fair din Torah. Amar Rav Papa, Meima Amar, Iyuha Asfin. Rav Papa gave me permission to sit. And Shlichu Delem Masayim Minoy, the fact that the person who's running the Bezdin didn't let me sit has nothing to do with Rav Papa. Rav Papa certainly would treat me fairly. Vamar Rav Rafuna Haitzumar Rabban of Amaris Desley Dina Ba'adadi, if they have it in Torah, Lo Ligdam Tzum Rabbanon for Lasev, we should not allow the Talmud Chacham to sit down in front of the Dayan, even if he's not saying a word. Mishum the Machse Commander Sod Lo Dina. When the Amaritz walks in and he sees this scene of the Dayan sitting and the Talmud Chacham sitting in front of him, he'll get the impression as if the Amaritz already, as if the Talmud Chacham arranged already everything with the Dayan. But that this concern, says the Gemara's Elder Lekveli Idnei, that they didn't have a firm appointment. And therefore this situation doesn't look good. Avkvei Idla, if they had a firm appointment, then and the Amaritz came late, less lambo, then we don't have any consideration. Because Meima Omer, the Amaritz will say, Be'idne Tarid, he came at the right time. And therefore, since he came at the right time, he sat down, but it's not because he was being shown any favoritism. If a Talmud Chacham knows testimony, and he finds it disrespectful that he should go to Bezdin, the Zutamenei, whose members of the Din Torah are, remember the Bezdin, are not as big Talmid Chachamim as he is, Loy Lezel, he shouldn't go. If the halacha is that if he's concerned about the Kavod HaTorah, then the halacha is that Kavod HaTorah comes first, that the halacha is, and he doesn't have to say testimony, as the Meiri says, that even though Talmud Chacham Shemachal al Kvoidei Mochal, he's allowed to be Mochal on his Kavod, but if he feels that it's inappropriate under these situations for him to be Michael's covered, that he shouldn't be Michael's covered. Amar Sheshberei Dervida Afanan Tanina. The same halacha applies as we learned in Masechta Baba Metzi regarding the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Matzah Saka Kupa, if something was found, Talmud Chacham's walking in the street and he finds something, ain't Darkalito, and it's not to his covered to carry it, Harez Lo Yitl doesn't have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But explain the Rishonim. So how do we make this determination? So the Rishonim say the way this determination is made is as follows. If this Talmud Chacham was walking the street and sees this package, what would be if that package was his? Would he also say it's not my cover to pick it up? If that would be his attitude, then he doesn't have to pick up somebody else's package either. But if it was his, he would pick it up, then he has to pick up somebody else's as well. But, continues the Gemara, Hanimili, when was this said by Mamayna, when we're speaking about the Dinei Torah about finances? So we're speaking about finances, so there's a concern of Dinei Torah, of Kavod HaTorah. Aval Basura, but we're speaking about a situation of a woman being an Eishes Ish, etc., those types of cases. There, the halacha is Eichach Mavein Tfun Vein Eitzel Megal Hashem, Kamak Mishesh Bechil Hashem, whenever there's a question of Chil Hashem, then there's no concept of Enchokin by Kavod L'Rav. We have to be concerned always first about the Chil HaShem. So I saw that the Sefer Tukfuki Chaim says, how do we understand what it says here? Komakum Shesh Bechel Hashem in Chokum Koi Kovel Rav. He says, Komakum Shesh Bechel Hashem. If you see a time and a place that there's a Chil Hashem, what caused the Chil Hashem, then it must be the Ein Chokum by Kovel Rav, that the proper derecherets to the Rav wasn't given. Where there's no proper derecheret to Talmidei Chachamim, then the halacha is that what that causes is that is the beginning of a Chil Hashem. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehiyah Aviyada LeSedus LeMazutra. Rav Yehiyah knew a testimony on behalf of Mazutra. Osla Kameida Meimer. Rav Yehiyah came in front of a Meimer, a Sfinah LeKula, and a Meimer told everybody who came to this din Torah, sit down, because he wanted to give them this derecherets. And the Ritva explains that not only did he tell the two litigants to sit, he even told the Edom to sit. There's a discussion about the Baladinim sitting or standing. Al be'edim, everybody agrees that they have to stand. Amalei hay esse. The din of standing is a pasuk, as we started this year. V'sham v'amdu shnei anoshim. V'hai, and the chiyuv of giving cover to Talmid Chacham is also a mitzvah to say. And the pasuk says, as Hashem alakecha tira, and the Gemara Masech Babakam Mem Aleph on the base teach us, the rabbis Talmid Chachamim. Essay, the cover of Torah, Adiv, the essay, the cover of Torah, is the most important essay. As we finish this discussion, the Rambam says that in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Hey, Kfar Nagu Kol Bati Yudina Yisrael, the minig, the custom in all Bati Yudinim, Ma'achar HaGemara B'chol Yeshivas, after the time of the Gemara, in all Yeshivas, it became the minig, Shemeshivim Balidin, and Meshivim Edim, that the Balidin and the Edim sit, Afilu B'shas Gemara Din, even at the time of Gedar Din, Shkedei L'salk Machloikis, in order to avoid any machloikis, she'ein b'na koyach l'hamin mishpia das al tilam. It's hard to make people stand and hard to start requiring this, so everybody should just sit. But I saw that the Bach says that when we speak about somebody who has Yirush Shemayim, the halacha is that a Yirush Shemayim, a baldin who has Yirush Shemayim, and I imagine he means the same as regarding the Edom. Since our Gemara taught us that the right thing is to stand, a Baldin and the other one, the Balidinim and the Edom, the Chathchila should stand to fulfill what we just learned in our Shia today.